This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest with me, T. Xiao Yik, Lim Soo Ann, and Kelly Anisa. Earlier, we talked about detox teas, whether people should be taking them for weight loss and what harm they could actually be causing to the body.
And we received a WhatsApp comment on that. So Lily saying that some months ago, my mother's friend was a huge fan of detox teas and used to take it quite often, and then later found out to have damaged one of her kidneys and needs to undergo dialysis soon. And it's suspected that it is because of that tea and other supplements that she took.
So there's a cautionary tale right there. Don't blindly trust in things that have a lot of claims. And also on social media,
In relation to our second story, we're asking you, should interns be paid? So 94% of you have voted that yes, because they are working, while 6% of you said that no, because they're there to learn. You can continue to take that poll at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us your thoughts at 018-789-8899, or you can also call us at 0377-332900.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's all in relation to our second stories, because internships are in the news again, and this time it's the Youth and Sports Minister, Syed Saddiq, who was the latest person to bring this up. So yesterday he was talking about how he wants the government to focus on getting interns paid and not to cave in to corporate desires. So he says there's a need to stop defending the corporate sector and to think about the youth at the moment. When you only think about corporate greed and profits and forget the welfare of young people, that means you have betrayed the youth of Malaysia.
Strong words.
It is quite strong words. And then the Moore MP also went on to say that youth are actually losing out on jobs and cannot complete their studies because they can't study and gain valuable experience when they have to work for free.
So this all started several days ago when Syed Saddiq tweeted a video of himself speaking about unpaid internships or, you know, practical training. Passing the bill to lower the voting age to 21, from 21 to 18, was a historic moment for Malaysia and the Malaysian youth. And in light of that, he has mooted the idea of a special cabinet meeting to discuss issues specifically affecting the youth of Malaysia. So, and in that meeting, he is planning to bring up the issue of unpaid internships.
And in response to that, QPACS, which is the Umbrella Union Federation for Government Servants, has been reported to criticise Syed Saddiq's proposal. So they are saying that there is no need for students of higher learning institutions to receive an allowance when they are undergoing practical training.
Yeah, so Syed Saddiq has responded to this, highlighting the problem of inequality in internship opportunities. He gave the example that young people from poor families in Sarawak may find it difficult to fulfil their practical training in KL due to financial difficulties. Having what is essentially a low-paying job as part of their degree requirement while supporting themselves, for example, rent, food, transport, you know, this could all prevent them from completing their studies or even taking up an internship opportunity.
And
Syed Saddiq also went on to add that QPACS needed to be realistic in evaluating this issue and also looking at the benefits that internships could have for students. And he says that we don't only want those from a wealthy family to have access to this opportunity. So, I mean, he's highlighting how it's something that I think many of us don't think about much, how sometimes it's only certain people can easily have access to internships because you need to have, and because a lot of internships, they don't pay that high as a normal paying job. So instead of a part-time job, perhaps someone could be taking on an internship and that may not be enough to sustain themselves. Like Kelly said, it's the rent, the transport.
If you can afford to take on an unpaid job, quote unquote, for a particular duration time, it is a position of privilege. There are many young people who have to start working immediately and bring in income to support the rest of their family. And this isn't the first time that MPs have discussed the matter of internships. A while back, Dato Sri Abdul Aziz Abdul Rahim, the MP for Baling, asked about the government's efforts in setting a minimum allowance for internships. And in response to that, Deputy Education Minister Dr. Teo Ni Ching had said that there needs to be an in-depth study first on whether this is feasible. So she said there were several considerations to take into account, you know, especially whether, rightly so, it would impose a burden on employers, especially the small and medium enterprises, which are very small, you know, run businesses may not have the resources. So I can understand where she's coming from, that you do need to study the impact across the board.
Yeah. So back in March when this all happened, our Evening Edition team did speak to Alpa Shah, who's the founder of Future Leaders Internship Program, to get her take on this. So here's Alpa. Here's a clip from the interview of Alpa speaking on the value of internships.
It's based on the value of internships for students, right? I mean, it is not an unknown thing. We all know that students do gain a lot of value by interning, and that's the reason why we encourage students and even school students. So work experience is definitely something that every student should go for, and something which is not very prominent in Malaysia yet, but I think they should, because it's an eye-opener. Besides all the values that they get in terms of their skills development, in terms of their soft skills, in terms of adding a value to their resume, making them more prepared for their careers of future, I think additionally, and for me, the topmost value that they achieve through internship is really an eye-opening experience, because theory and practical both are very different. So what they study in schools or colleges or universities, it may be very, very different to what the practical knowledge that they gain in at work. So the value that internships, I believe, that students can gain is just immeasurable. It's only when they get their hands dirty that they know that, you know, what do they require, where do they need to go, where they are, and all the kind of, you know, fill in the gaps that they need to do. So even before choosing their degrees or, you know, selecting their courses, they should work and get some experience related to their field of interest so that can help them map their career backwards. So it's all about joining the dots backwards.
And the Evening Edition team also asked Alpa about the feasibility of having a minimal allowance for interns.
Having a minimum allowance is a good strategy to avoid abusing, interns, because we know of some companies who even offer like 250 ringgit to their interns, which is way, way too low, right? And so what's the benchmark, and how do we set a benchmark in terms of minimum allowance? I mean, if we were to set a minimum allowance, I think we require a couple of benchmarks. It could be quite tricky, because what do you benchmark it against, right? Say, for example, we have MNCs which offer salaries to staff at a different level. We have SMEs where the staff salaries are again at a different level. And then again, we also have startups. So how do you benchmark it? Because salaries, do you benchmark it against the salaries of their existing employers, or do you benchmark it against the nature of work that the interns require to do? You know, basically, it's the nature of work. So it's a little bit challenging in terms of setting a minimum allowance which is same across all industries and across all companies. So if they were like gradients, or if they were like they were put into various brackets, and then based on that, their minimum allowances are considered, then I think it would be great for the companies, and I think it would be great for the interns as well, because it appears fair across all levels and all nature of industries.
And Alpa also shared her thoughts on how employees can balance between the cost of internships as well as giving interns the experience that they deserve.
I think experience earned by the interns and experience given by the companies, it can't be quantified. I mean, you can't really put a figure associated with the, you know, experience that a student would have earned during the internship. If companies believe in contributing to the nation's talent pipeline, which eventually will help them with skilled employees, training interns should come in as an investment for the future. So cost of interns shouldn't be just looked into, you know, it's one of the other employee that I'm having, and I'm just going to look at it as a cheap labor. So I think if that mentality is changed, then I think it benefits both the parties, right? We are also talking about the interns who are going to benefit through the work experience, and we are also talking about the companies who are going to benefit by nurturing and developing these young talents. I mean, why do companies hire interns? They themselves have so many benefits and plus points, right? Because if they train them, we've heard of so many cases where the interns are then given a job in the same company, right? So they are able to assess their future employee before they actually hire them on board as a full-time staff. So there are a lot of benefits even for the companies. So if they just look at it at a very short-term goal, then it doesn't benefit anyone. But all those companies who are involved in hiring interns, it obviously they are looking at the bigger goals and the bigger objective where they are, you know, contributing in talent pipeline, nurturing talent pipeline. And of course, they are looking at the pipeline in terms of filling up their requirements in terms of future employment.
So that was Alpa Shah, who's the founder of Future Leaders Internship Program, and that was a clip from her interview with Evening Edition back in March.
Mm-hmm.
And so in relation to this, to all this talk about interns and whether they should be paid, we have received a caller on the line.
Good afternoon, Fauzi. You have some thoughts about the internship issue.
Hi to everyone.
Hi.
Okay. Now, internship actually brings up a memory of when I was, that time when you leave school, right?
Mm-hmm.
During my time, this internship was not a known term. What you do is some of my friends went to hotels.
Hello,
Fong. Yeah,
yes.
And you actually earn money,
okay? Mm-hmm.
And you earn proper salary. That's what I like about the hotel industry. They pay you fairly because you're doing the job like all the other employees are doing, probably because the turnover is very high and all that. Now coming to today's age where internship is actually quite a familiar term in my industry, IT.
Mm-hmm.
And we had quite a sizable project that we did for the government a couple of years ago. And we were required to take in nearly about 100, they call it SLIM, King Latihan Satu Malaysia,
mm-hmm.
which is somewhat similar to internship, but mm-hmm. it already has a certain minimum pay, and it's proper pay. It's like 1,008 per head.
Wow.
So, yeah, it is a lot. But when going back to internship, I've heard 500 a month, 250 a month. But to be fair, when you take in somebody to work for you, whether they are interns or not, there are basic costs that you have to help them with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, transportation, food, you know, having to survive at least 3 months in your company, the guy or the girl got to live.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be fair with the cost of living, you know, and how to survive, especially when you are in cities like KL.
So, so Fauzi, in your organization, do you pay interns?
We do. I can't remember the rate, but I think it's the standard industry rate, probably like 500, 600 for the internship. The SLIM program is slightly different because it's managed by Ministry of Finance.
Mm.
I think they did a good job, except I still think they have to tweak the formula a bit, but it's a fair share. Now, the challenge is one, when you have quality interns, you always feel like it's worth it to pay them. But when you have the unquality ones, the ones that do work, you can't speak properly, you know, you can't communicate with customers, now it becomes a burden. Mm-hmm. It becomes a training.
All right.
Now, the government can always come up with a formula, give back to the company tax benefits or something like that, you know,
mm-hmm.
just to compensate back the company. It will be a balance between what is enough, what is not enough. But if you set a minimum amount,
mm-hmm.
I know there are some companies out there who pay more than the minimum.
Mm.
So instead of paying 300, they'll give 1,000. You know.
Yes.
So if but you have got to be fair. There must be something paid for the internship. You're using, you actually have an extra man in your company.
It makes your company look bigger, it looks more lively with people in there.
If you're struggling to pay interns a few hundred ringgit or maybe $1,000 a month, then
perhaps you shouldn't have interns.
Perhaps if you can't afford it, don't take care of them. You're not really taking care of them.
Thank you so much, Fauzi, thank you for calling.
Okay.
Yes, so I think that's an interesting perspective. Mm-hmm. If you can't afford them, should you be taking them on and sort of making them essentially give you free labor?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was working at a small company before, I came to BFM, and in that company itself, it was a startup, it was an SME actually, and they still paid their interns. So if you can't afford to have interns in your company, don't take them, because it's not fair that you're making them.
I think that's a great example. Yeah. Even a startup, you have to decide for yourself where the intern fits into your team flow. And if they are contributing towards outcomes, then can you budget to
pay
them?
Yeah. In all honesty, I think that, it's very generous. He said that their interns were paid $1,800.
He's saying that that's under a government scheme, a training scheme.
And that's quite high for an intern, anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we've also received quite a few comments on Twitter and WhatsApp. So Chris Yap saying that we are paying our intern and we even gave her a raise after a couple months. Mm. And Sungan Anas tweeted in to say that interns should get lunch money only.
Oh dear.
I guess that's the bare minimum of compensation.
Yes, transportation is another big cost for our interns. Yeah.
Yeah, and Paul Pusmanathan also said that we need another category of paid allowance based on minimum pay. Mm-hmm. And Farid Noor said that college students pay tuition fee to colleges to learn, and so when college students want to do internships at companies, they're also there to learn and to acquire real skills and connections. So perhaps that they, so why can't they treat it the same way if the context is the same? So I think he's trying to say that you're there to learn, so, and you're not paid to go to college, so you shouldn't be paid.
Expect to be paid to learn and during the internship. All right.
And we also have another WhatsApp comment saying that if you've ever been an intern or taken an interns, you will realise that the interns benefit more than the employers. So, but most employers will pay an internship allowance anyways. And if they pay interns like employees, then internships will dry up. So policies should not be determined by corporates, but ignoring commercial realities is simply naive.
I think looking at it from an organisational perspective, I would say that interns and employers benefit equally because we are looking at the intern as potential for them to join the workforce later on, the potential to help them develop the skills that they need in that particular industry. And it is going to come back to the organization. If you can contribute towards building that talent pool, you have that rich talent pool to draw on for the growth of your company.
And then for some internships, I know that when I was in college, when my first internship, that wasn't a paid internship. And then again, I didn't have to do much. I think it was just very menial work, like scanning this and scanning that. But then again, for other internships, like for example, if you're an intern at BFM, you get to actually participate in the workforce. You do the research, you help with this interview. So, one of them did say that, I can't remember, was it Farid Noor who said that you shouldn't, I think he was trying to imply that if you're coming here to learn, you shouldn't be expected to get paid for that as well. But then again, the workload is very different from just studying in college. The hours are different. The possible travel distance is very different. So they should at the very least be compensated for travel, for food and whatnot.
Mm. Yeah, because when you go to university, you often plan where you live based on the university. Mm-hmm. So you've already factored all that into account. But internships could be quite a distance away from where you live, from your university. And so there's a lot of the other considerations there.
Yeah. And we're hearing from two former interns at BFM. So their feedback is very valuable. It's real concerns. And if we want to talk about nurturing the next generation of people contributing to the workforce, of future leaders, and we want to empower young people to be productive, let's think about empowering them even from the stage of internships. Mm. We're running out of time, but if you have any more thoughts to share, you can still tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or send us a message on our Facebook page at BFM The Bigger Picture. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcast on bfm.my/dailydigest, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Front Row, Shamila Gunnison will be talking to the people behind Wayang Mak Yong Stories. That's all for now, folks. First, here's Tom Waits with I Can't Wait to Get Off Work, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.